We ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Ready to open
our
prayer today.
Oh, thank you. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be able to come before your precious throne and come and see
Amen.
The others, Lord, and witness of your goodness.
Hmm.
Be with us, Lord, and strengthen our faith.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
I ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake.
Amen.
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 I titled it A Working Savior. And from John 6:38, it says, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." But Jesus came to do the will of his Father. He came to work the works of his Father, and the Lord is still working salvation in the midst of the earth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord Jesus and God the Father are workers together, and we are his workmanship, the work of his hands, and we are also workers together with him.
Amen.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen.
For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing is he's equipping us for every good work to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ. You have been reconciled unto God and now have peace with him. It is the Lord who has established this peace with him for us. He has also performed all our works. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands.
Mm.
Yes, confirm the work of our hands. In Isaiah 64, it is he who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him. We do have a work to do, but every work has its genesis in God, and he confirms this to us. For this reason, we also constantly thank God that you received the word of God, which you heard from us. You accepted it. You accepted it not as the word of man, but for what it really is, truth, the word of God, which also performs or effectively works in you who believe.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus' work was to seek and save that which was lost and to do good. Recently, this was way back, someone had mentioned about fasting. And fasting is not just the giving up of food, but whatever stands between you and the Savior. So, I mean, you have to do that on your own. Inspect yourself.
Yes,
so to see what is it that's dividing, coming between you. Jesus was intentional in kingdom matters, so much so that many times his earthly needs would take a back seat, if you will, to the spiritual, to the preaching of the gospel. He said to the disciples, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
Amen.
Jesus answered the Jews that sought to kill him, saying, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do.
Amen.
For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will."
Mm-hmm.
And I want to end with this. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, that is being put in the furnace, in the fire, that you would be purified. Also, behold, happy is the man whom God corrects, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect work, or her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So when this has become more than words on a page, when this has become your heart's desire, when it becomes strange to others, when you turn down earthly pursuits or put aside all that would slow your pursuit of patience and the fruit of her perfect work, and finally, when you see this being worked in you, you can only look up and praise God.
Yes,
because he's our pursuit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.